Good morning and good to see you. Today being a special day, we're only doing one verse. All right. The truth is actually, as I was studying through it, I realized that there's so rich in this just one verse that it will be a crime to just gloss over it. And of course, you and I know this verse is John 3:16. And we will do the rest of the passage next week. But today, we'll be looking at part two, and next week will be part three of the topic, Born Again. How can I be born again? John 3:16. You do know, what about next Sunday? What is next Sunday? Anybody? Valentine's Day! Oh, he's the only romantic around or what? The rest of you, how many of you knew it was Valentine's Day? Nobody. Wing Sing is going like that, you know, kind of a, it doesn't matter. Man, next Sunday is Valentine's Day. And while we are not interested this morning to trace the origin, because there are a couple of different versions how it all started, but it still will be the day when love will be celebrated by people who are related in many different ways, not necessarily only the romantic kind of love we are talking about, but there are love that exists between students and teachers. Is it not true? And there are love between children and parents. And of course, between a boy and a girl. And millions of cards will be sent, flowers and chocolates will be given, or just spending an evening having just a nice dinner together. So, what is love? A group of 8-year-old kids will ask this question. What is love? And you know, kids can give you the craziest answers. It'll drive you nuts. Listen to some of them. One kid put it this way. Love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on aftershave. And they go out and they smell each other. Another kid put it this way. Love is when you kiss all the time, and when you get tired of kissing, you still want to be together. Mommy and daddy are like that, and they look gross when they kiss. This third one, this is the one I like best. It says, when grandma got arthritis and couldn't bend over to paint her toenails anymore, so grandpa does it for her. Even when his hands were arthritic too. That's love. And you know what? She's right. That is true love. Love demonstrates itself. That love has got to be translated from mere words into actions. And this is what we are going to be talking about today. And you and I know fully well that there are more books and tons of songs written about this subject, love, more than any other subject. Do you know why is that? Let me tell you the simple reason. Because we all want it. We all crave it. And we will do anything, almost anything, to get it. But the question is, are you getting the genuine kind of love? It's not just perfume and kissing, but the love that gives. In our verse today, we will be looking at the highest demonstration of what genuine love is. It's found in the most famous verse in all of the Bible, John 3:16. It is still the most amazing love story ever told. Did you know that if you and I today, you were to go to this In-N-Out Burger, have you ever been to an In-N-Out Burger? There are a few outlets here in Singapore. There are, all right? And at the bottom of the cup, in the inner rim, you find the verse John 3:16 printed there. In-N-Out Burger in the States is very well known, and it's a Christian outlet, burger chain. And in all their cups, they'll print different verses, sometimes Revelation, sometimes Old Testament verses. It's just a verse printed there. All right? So next time you go to In-N-Out Burger, check it out. Did you know that the clothing chain Forever 21, how many of you shop at Forever 21? Only one. Sometimes, Sri sometimes goes there. The rest of you are forever never. Is it? Alright. I shop in the wet market. Alright. And in Forever 21, at the bottom of their shopping bag, did you know that the verse John 3:16 is also printed there? Check it out the next time you go. Alright. Today, we're going to look at this most famous and most loved verse and see how it's going to summarize for us God's love for us. Acted out, exhibited in and through the person of Jesus Christ. Outlining God's plan of salvation. It is about God's great plan to rescue people. But first, let us put this verse in context and just a quick review of what we did in our last study. You would remember that Jesus said to Nicodemus that to get to heaven you must be born again, but to be born again you must believe. But Nicodemus had three obstacles. That's what we saw. Three obstacles to being born again. But Jesus also gave us three ways to overcome these obstacles. You remember that the first obstacle was Jesus said to him, "You do not understand." That's why you can't be born again. You do not understand. So to overcome this obstacle of understanding, Jesus said, you must accept the teachings. You must listen to me. You must listen to what I have got to say to you. But there's an obstacle to accepting the teachings of Jesus. What is that? He just could not accept. He could not accept. And why is it that he could not accept? Jesus said, the only way that you can learn to accept is by believing in simple earthly truths. Now they're all linked and you have to follow carefully or you'll be lost. Alright? So you first need to learn to believe in simple earthly truths. Because in simple earthly truths, there are hidden simple spiritual truths. Because Jesus always used earthly things to illustrate heavenly principles. So, Nicodemus had a problem with believing in simple earthly truths. And Jesus said, that is your problem. You do not believe. And the only way to overcome this obstacle of believing is that you must believe in simple spiritual truths. Because to be born again, Nicodemus must take the first step to believe in simple spiritual truth. But what is this simple spiritual truth? This is the simple spiritual truth of the gospel, and it is found in John 3:16. This, people, It is the simple spiritual truth where all of us begin. If you cannot believe this, you will never be born again. So what is this simple truth of the gospel? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I put something in a bracket, in a parenthesis. The word for could be substituted or said it this way. It's my way. You can't find this anywhere. It is because God so loved the world. It is because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Right? I hope this is clearer to understanding this verse. Because this verse contains the simplest of spiritual truths. And if you cannot believe in this, you cannot believe in earthly truths. And if you cannot believe in earthly truths, you cannot accept the teachings of Jesus. And if you cannot accept the teachings of Jesus, you will never understand spiritual truths. You will never have that understanding. All right? We say that, all right? Jesus saw it in the reverse. But we think that man must start with understanding what the spiritual life is all about. But it doesn't begin there. It begins with the spiritual truth that Jesus has brought from heaven to us. I don't know whether this makes sense to you, but you need to think about it if you're still confused. Because today we're going to look at the most important subject, and that is belief. And I would like to spend more time so that you're so clear in your head, what does it mean to believe in Jesus? Because I don't want you to walk away having the wrong understanding. All right? So, believe. And what we're going to do today is that we're going to take this verse apart, phrase by phrase, word by word, and from this verse alone, we can find nine facts about God's love. Don't take it down. We're going to go through it one by one. I'm just showing you, this is just a quick overview, all right? And you'll understand it as we go along. The first one is, for God, which means that he is the initiator. He initiates this redemption plan. It was because God so loved the world. All right, so for God, he is the initiator. So, the word so tells us about the magnitude, the size of his love. He loves us lots and lots, a zillion times, some children would say. And the word loved, notice that it is in the past tense. Notice that it's in the past tense, which means that God loved us even before the creation of the world. And you may be wondering, Pastor John, you've got to be kidding. How can that be? Because he is God and we are not. Say that with me. All right? Sometimes we forget. He is God and we are not. All right? We're going to try it all together. All right? We've got to keep reminding ourselves that he is God and we are not. All right? Remember that. The fourth truth is the world, which tells us the scope. It is all inclusive. He loved the world. And later on in the same verse, the word is whoever believes. That means it is an open invitation to everyone, whoever would believe. So the scope of his love is very wide. The next one is that he gave. The proof of his love. Love must be acted out. It must be visible. It's not just nice, kind of fuzzy kind of words that makes you feel nice. It is not just a feeling kind of love. It must be acted out. There must be proof. His only son, the character of his love, the nature of his love is sacrificial. Sacrificial. That whoever believes, the word believes here, while it is an open invitation to all, the word believes is the requirement. There is a requirement, a qualification to get into heaven. You must respond in faith. You must respond by believing what Jesus has said. That is a requirement. Right? We're going to look into greater details later. The next phrase is, should not perish. That's the purpose why he sent Jesus, so that you and I will not perish in hell. And the last part is the best, the gift that God intended for all of us, that we have everlasting life. All right? So to look at one of them, each one in turn, the first one is, for God, as we've said, he is, or he was, the initiator. It was because God who initiated this rescue plan. But sometimes you would hear some people or some of your friends would say, you know, I've been really searching for God for so many years, and guess what? I found God. But let me remind you, God was not lost. We are, all right? He was never lost, because we were